I have three brothers, I'm a twin. I have a brother Will and a brother Ben. My brother Art, he was a twin. And my other two brothers were farmers. My twin brother was a railroader. I went to school in Idaho. Well, first I started in Fetterman when I was a first grade. And then before that, before it was over with, I was transferred to Idaho. And we went to school upstairs and rubbed a funeral. And they were building a new school then. And after that, I went back to Idaho in the new school. What else is supposed to say now?
That's okay. Mrs. Schultz, you can go ahead and state your name.
And then my maiden name was Ida Schultz, and I married I didn't change my name. I was born 1899, September the 22nd. I had two sisters and one brother, which is all disease. And my mother died when I was 13 years old. And I kept house for my father until I was married in 1919.
Where did you go to school at?
I went to school at Fetterman. The name of the school was Fetterman. It was in Ida Township.
How far did you go up? How many grades?
I went to the eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
How did you get to school?
I walked to school every morning.
How far did you have to walk?
It's about 3 miles.
Did you have to walk to school?
Yeah, I went to school after I went to the new school. We walked back and forth every day. And I went through the eighth grade. And then I didn't go no more. Then I went and helped my folks in the farming business.
What kind of chores did you do then?
Well, I used to come home from school and, well, I helped milk cows, feed the hogs and horses, chickens. And then sometimes when we practiced baseball, I used to walk back to school and practice baseball and walk back home.
How far did you have to walk?
I walked about a mile and a half one way. This probably I done twice a week when in school time when we played ball. I played with the high school ball team for as long as I was in school.
What kind of chores did you have?
Just the housework.
Did you have to do any kind of needlepoint or any of that kind of stuff? Learn any of that?
No, I did all the mending.
Did you make your own butter?
Yes. And made butter. Yeah. And
you probably did a lot of canning in that too, huh?
I don't think I did that when I was at home, but I did that since we were married.
When you did something wrong, what kind of a punishment did you get? I mean, did they put you in a corner somewhere?
No. I don't remember my mother ever correcting me. I guess I was too young then, but if we did anything wrong, why, my father never spanked, but he just give us orders.
How about you?
Well, I don't remember getting any licking, but I used to get told, I know I dropped some matches in the cow measures one night. My dad made me pour water on those matches for about 2 hours to dissolve the salt of it, so the rats and mice would start it. I remember that's one punishment I had. But what I was told to do, I had to do. And I see that I had to do it too. But as far as getting any lickings, I don't remember getting any lickings. Oh, take it back, I did too one time when my mother caught me setting fire to the chicken coop. And then I got some switches across my rear end.
Fire.
I've seen how that come to me.
You want to tell them about what you did to your twin brother?
I used to get in trouble. My twin brother, I used to... Well, we had a lot of hornet's nests up in the house, up in the old house we had. And I used to send him up on a ladder and I'd have him to poke him out. Of course, he couldn't get down. He'd get stung, but I was on the bottom. I wouldn't get stung.
What did you do to him on the ice?
And one time when we were skating on the ice, I knocked his feet off from under him. And of course, he was unconscious, which he, not right then, but he went to the house. And of course, I didn't tell my folks what happened. And my dad got the doctor, and he was unconscious for the whole day, afternoon, all night. So finally, I told what happened. Of course, he came out of it all right. We used to give him a little deviltry once in a while. I'll have to admit that. But.
When did you have your first date?
Oh my gosh.
with me, I know.
A little after German school.
Catechism.
Well, it was her then. Well, she was going to the same school I was. And it, little by little, it got deeper and deeper. I used to go up there with horse and buggy, and when the snow was so deep, I used to go horseback. Mm-hmm.
To visit her?
Yeah.
So you went to catechism together?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got confirmed together.
So you knew her all her life then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. What would you... on the weekends, what would you do, together?
On weekends, we'd go, take the old horse and buggy, and we'd go to Dundee, go to the show, walk around Dundee, go and get some ice cream or whatever we wanted to get, come back home. That'd be Saturday night. This is when we first married, yeah. Uh-huh. We all used to go to some dances, too.
Dances in like in Dundee, they have...
Well, and a lot of house dances.
House
used
dances?
To have dances right around everybody's houses. Too. Yeah.
He would go to these houses and
dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That happened after we were married, too. When we lived over in the big house,
mm-hmm.
We'd take out the kitchen range in the kitchen, and then we'd dance there in the kitchen.
Or just set a table in the corner, and all we had for an orchestra was an accordion player.
Uh-huh.
But he'd get up on the table and play in. And we'd dance. Maybe the next week we'd go someplace else.
What kind of dances did you
square dancing, round dancing.
Waltzes.
Two-steps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, we didn't know nothing about that.
The new stuff, huh?
No.
At that time.
Yeah.
Did you have to be in like a certain time before you got married? Did you have to be in like a certain time?
I never had to. No.
Oh, really?
No.
No. I never was questioned when I got home. Sometimes I was questioned for going around too much, but that's how long it was, I never was. But.
Yeah. How old were you when you started to... How old were you when you took catechism? Is that when you really started to go together?
You start taking catechism when you were 13.
13? Mm-hmm.
Well, in other words, I didn't go to see her a lot yet, but you know how it is. Arm in arm, didn't get more serious. Really.
We'd have to go to catechism for 2 years.
Yeah.
Didn't get more serious at around 17, just 19. 1916, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got married?
20.
Both of you
20?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Both of you the same age then?
Yep.
Oh, he's a little bit older than I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were married in 1919.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What church do you go to?
West Emmanuelism Church.
Mm-hmm.
Corner of Alden and Jackman.
Mm-hmm. Has it been there all this time?
All this year.
Oh, wow. We've gone there all our life, too.
I was baptized there, and I was confirmed there, and I was married there.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah,
still going there.
Mm-hmm. When our honeymoon, we took the old Trudeville trolley from Fetterman, went to Toledo. From Toledo, we went to Detroit. From Detroit, we took the bus to Detroit, to Royal Oak. Then we went back to Monroe and took the train back to Ida.
Boy, he traveled. his mother was down to Ida to meet us with a horse and buggy when we come home from our honeymoon.
Uh-huh. And it really rained that night when she came and got us.
Oh.
And the wind had blew out the big window in our house over there. And my dad, he tacked up a horse blanket to keep the wind and rain out.
Uh-huh.
It was really a storm when we came home.
Mm-hmm. What time of the year did you get married?
November.
November the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Could you describe us about your substitute postman or mailman?
Well.
Could you describe it, like the road, how you deliver the mail?
When I was 17, I think it was in 17 or 18, I'll say 17, that I got to be a substitute for the Dundee Route 3. The real man, he'd divide up the route with me. And we, at that time, in the spring of the year, when the roads were bad, he'd take half of it and I'd take half of it. And the roads were so bad that we had to use a horse and buggy. Sometimes I used just the cart, it was so bad. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get through. Well, of course, when the roads got a little better, well, that the first few years we didn't have a cart, but after a few years, well, I did get a 17 Ford, and when I'd take the horse and buggy on the bad roads, and she'd meet me, my wife would meet me on a different road, which, like, no, I'd done that with a car. I'd take the car on the good roads, and when the bad roads I couldn't get through with the car, she'd walk across and meet me on the other road. And I subbed for 17 years. And of course I always took his vacation. When he went on vacation, then I had 2 weeks steady work.
Mm-hmm.
But in the spring, you didn't know how long it worked. Because it depended upon how long the roads stayed bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a job I really loved. I liked that job. But then the Route 3 left Ida, and so I was out of a job. And of course, the boss I worked for, he was out of a job too. They took Route 3 out. And then they wanted me to take a route out of Ida, which I took the examination, but...
Examination
For the route out of Ida.
Oh.
But they... I didn't get the job. Mm-hmm. There was somebody else. Why I didn't get it, I don't know. But I ain't going into that.
You had to take a written test to get the job?
Yeah. Well, I probably shouldn't say that, but of course you have to have a little pull, too. So I think the guy that got it, I think, got a little pull out of it. But I ain't going to say that. I don't know, see.
You said it.
But I know I had a guy working for me too, so I think somebody else is working for them too, see.
Oh.
So I know that too, so he didn't do anything more than I was doing myself. I wasn't, but the guy was working for me to get it, see.
Mm-hmm. So but each township had, you know, would divide it into many different routes?
Well, sure. Dundee at the time I was there subbing, they had four routes out of Dundee.
So each may would have?
So many miles. Well, then they took Route 3 out, that's from my last out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ida had just the one route. Of course, he retired, and that's why that job was open.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to get into that job, but I didn't get it. But
how would they address the letters?
Well, they addressed the letters to the town and the route.
That's, they just state the name and town and
the route. Yeah. We didn't have no house numbers in those days, mm-hmm. or no zip code.
So you had to know all the people to deliver the mail.
Like he told Clara the other night, he had how many Schultzes on the Dundee route?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had three Will Schultzes, two Charlie Schultzes, and two John Schultzes, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. just on the route than me. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody ever address an envelope with just the last name?
No.
They always put a first name.
No, but after you got on the job a while, these names like the Wills and the Charlies and the Johns, you begin to know who was writing to them, and you knew where just really like belonged. So, well, it'd take a little while, but you'd get on to it. See. Mm-hmm. But meet a lot of people.
Oh, I can imagine.
But the roads was a corker. I used to sometimes couldn't even stay in the roads. We used to drive alongside the fence. Mm-hmm. The roads were so bad.
What about during the winter time when you deliver the mail?
Well, in the winter time it froze up. Of course, if we had a car, then we'd use the car. But you could get over then. Well, there was times when we'd get snowdrifts that the farmers would go through where the drifts were and open up the drifts so that we could get through.
Uh-huh. What did they open them up with?
Shovel. Shovel them out by hand.
Shovel them up by hand? Mm-hmm.
I've helped. Here's now, you say you shovel out the roads. Well, I don't mean you shovel the whole road. You just go shovel where the drifts are, see?
Yeah.
But we'd be a gang here, shoveling a snow drift out here, and be a gang over there. Everybody done it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And so the mailman could get through. Mm-hmm. And when I was seven, my boss said that sometimes there's possibilities you couldn't get through. He says, well, if you can't make it today, you'll make it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Never let the man out 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But you make it if you can.
Did you ever get snow clear across the road? I mean, like 4 feet or?
You bet your life.
And people had
In drifts.
In drifts.
Yes.
But you never did get it like straight across, like 4 feet deep straight across
the
road?
Yes, many times.
And then everybody get out and
shovel it out. See. Mm. When I went to see her, the snow was as high as the fences. Those days, we had fences, everybody had fences. The farms were all fenced in, everybody's farms were fenced in.
Mm.
Well, that time when I went to see her, that snow was level with the fences.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Then I went horseback to see her.
Did you have sleighs?
Oh yeah, we had sleighs and, well, sure, we'd hook a team up and we'd go sleigh riding too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you ever deliver the mail with a sleigh?
No, I think my boss had a cutter. Mm-hmm. I think he did, but I never did.
Mm-hmm.
I think my little guy I worked for had one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two wagons. Nobody probably remembers them, but there was just like a box. On sitting on four wheels, just enough for you to get in and the mail get in, and then let up and all covered up, see.
Oh.
And he let me use his wagon, the buggy we'd call it, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never liked them suckers. They tipped over too easy. But I used it quite a lot.
Was that pulled by a horse or was that
one horse?
Oh.
Well, sometimes he'd always put two horses on. But I only used the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ever used, is one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
were you both raised on farms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of animals did they have on yours?
They had cows and horses and chickens.
Mm-hmm. How was it for holidays? Which was your favorite holiday when you were a child?
Christmas.
Christmas.
Because I can remember.
Me too, I can't remember any other things. Mm-hmm. Your birthdays never meant anything like they do nowadays.
Oh,
no? You don't?
Just a birthday, that was it.
Well, what did your family do for Christmas? Anything special? Or?
Well, we had a Christmas tree and presents and a dinner, and that's about it.
Was it a big thing to go out and chop down the tree?
Well, that's a big story. I've done that all my life.
Yeah. Not a Christmas tree.
Not a Christmas tree. Oh, you mean Christmas tree?
Yeah.
No, but I got a Christmas tree out there in front of the old place. My brother's Christmas tree, that great big one. Mm-hmm. They used to buy them at the plant.
Yeah.
And they bought one, and that's one of them sitting out, that big one out there.
Yeah.
My brothers had that.
They had a real tree. I mean, it was... Dirt and everything, and they took it out and planted it.
Yeah, well, I can remember my folks used to do that, well, I don't know how often, but anyhow, that was the only one that done any good. We took the other one off, but they never grew, but that didn't grow.
Mm-hmm. Did very many people do that?
Well, that I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. I suppose they did that, otherwise they wouldn't have bought them, see, I imagine they did.
I can't remember that I ever had a Christmas tree.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty good, did they have special services at church and everything for Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. The same as they do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had more children taking parts than they do now.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, they haven't got time. The kids ain't got time anymore. They got too much going on. They haven't got time for church anymore.
Yeah,
Can you describe some of the businesses that were in Ida?
Like what?
The business? You told me like about an ice house once?
Well, yes. Old John Witt had an ice house. And we got a stone quarry just a little ways from where I live.
That's on Jackman Road?
On Jackman Road. And they used to, when it freezes over in the wintertime, they used to have a horse on there to mark the ice and box, the size the box supposed to be. And then the men sawed the box out, and then they pulled them up from the shore, and they had farmers that hauled this ice into Ida. I was one of them, and there were other farmers around. And they'd pack this ice in these ice houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they, well, anybody wants some ice, they go to the ice house, and they, I suppose it was sold, because so much of a chunk, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a creamery over there too. And, I sold all my milk there.
So a milkman came?
A milkman lived about a mile from me. And he made just a square, 4 mile square, and then come back into Ida with our milk, mine and all the neighbors that all lived there, and took it into Ida. And to my knowledge, all they made is cream and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Cream? Yes, they sold cream and made cheese. And years later, I imagine, because the milk got more plentiful, then it was taken into Mabee, and then some guys from Detroit come out and got the milk from Mabee.
Mm-hmm.
But I sold all my milk there. And of course, the old creamery's gone. That's all, there's nothing left of that anymore. Well, they take it back. Yes, that old building across there that they made apartments.
Yeah. Okay.
That was part of the old creamery.
All right.
They moved it across the road.
Oh, okay.
That was part of the old creamery.
That's on Mill Street.
Mill Street.
Okay.
And then we had a sorghum mill on the Ardy West Road. You used to take your apples and you could get cider made. And you used to take your sorghum down there and get molasses made. I can remember when I was a kid, we used to come home from school, because I wasn't the only one, there was a lot of them. They used to have these pails of molasses sitting outside, and we'd always take a stick and we'd lick molasses out of the pail.
Yeah.
But that's not there no more. Telephone's in that spot now.
Telephone company?
Yeah. The old ball diamond where we used to play ball, that's where the county farm is in there. It was a county building. Mm-hmm. We played ball in that place for, I guess, 7-8 years.
Did you play people from Ida, different teams from Ida?
Yeah, we, what we called ourselves then, the Ida Merchants. And we played teams out of Toledo, Detroit, and Erie, Samaria, Monroe, Deerfield, Dundee,
wow,
all around. Mm.
How did you get to the different places?
Well, we got there, we walked. Or most of the time, of course, after we got the car, of course, eventually when I got to playing ball, we had a car. We got around in a car then. Mm-hmm. But when I went to school and played with the ball, then I didn't. Mm-hmm. But then we went around in the car.
But otherwise, before that, you had to walk?
Yep.
All that long way?
It was long then. Technology.
Well, if you played different teams, how did you get back and forth?
Well, when we played the Ida Merchants, we had a car. At that time, we had cars. Mm-hmm. So, we all didn't, but there was enough head cars that we'd get in the car.
I'm talking about
in high school, when we played high school, that's when we walked.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
After we had the team in Ida, well, certain people had cars.
Mm-hmm. How expensive were cars back then?
Well, when I bought my Ford, it cost me $360. And I bought my Ford.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year that was? Probably not.
17 or 18. I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. I always bought it at 17, so it could have been a 17. I bought it at 18. Mm-hmm. In 18, see? Mm-hmm. But I always bought it a 1917 Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Too far back.
Did it had two doors?
Yep.
Did you have to crank it in the front?
You had to crank it, yeah, to start it, to try it.
Mm-hmm.
The old clutch business, there was no automatics.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know when we started farming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We started that in 1920.
Yep.
Yeah, we were married in 1919 and we took the farm over in 1920.
Your parents' farm?
What?
Your parents' farm
took over the farm here?
My folks' farm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you farmed it till how many years now? How many years have you been retired? Well, you retired when you were 62.
Yeah, but I was still farming then yet. Because I had... Well, I'll say 62. I don't know. I ain't going to be sure. But I know I took all the fences off of my farm after I sold my cows. I had no more fences. Took all the trees out of my farm, I only got two trees left.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else took fences out too. Because years ago we used to pasture cows. But in these later years they don't go pasture cows no more. They feed them in the dry feed. Of course nobody needed any fences anymore after they done that.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter time, I used to cut wood, haul manure around the barnyard, and do a lot of fixing up on tools and one thing or another I need to repair for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Get busy something, doing something. Hunt.
Honey?
A lot of honey.
There was like a lot of deers around here?
No. There wasn't any deers around here that I seen. But I used to hunt rabbits. And that's why the pheasants got in. Well, I hunted pheasants for a little while, but I didn't like pheasants, so I didn't hunt much. But
you hunted squirrels?
I used to hunt squirrels. But, this hunting business, I used to do that a lot. I used to drive way up the Indiana state line I used to get up in the morning, milk my cows at 3 o'clock, and get home at 8 and get through milking the cows at 10 at night, just to hunt, for a day's hunt.
Who would you go with?
Well, at that time I had a car, and of course a lot of these went out hunting, but they'd have a car. We'd change off.
You'd go hunting with your brother-in-law?
Yeah, my brother-in-law, your father-in-law.
Uncle.
And there'd be some other guys sometimes.
And the ladies would stay home and get angry because they didn't get home until so late.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was wondering about what you did while they were off doing their thing. Did the ladies ever get together and have...
Well, when he went hunting with my brother-in-law, my sister would come down here.
This one's still going.
Oh.
So she, did like a bunch of ladies maybe get together and...
No.
Quilting or anything like that?
Oh yes, I used to piece quilts, and then the ladies of the church would come over and we'd quilt them. And I've made one that the church sold tickets on it, and whoever had the lucky number would get the quilt. Our church used to have bazaars, you know.
Yeah. How long does it take to make a quilt?
Well,
a long time.
Because at that time we didn't have no television, and we just had the radio. And of course, evenings I'd sit there and piece quilts.
Did you have one of those?
A quilting thing.
Did you embroider on them? And how did they do it when they?
Well, we really quilted them. They'd have designs, and we'd put on some, and we'd quilt all the way around those designs. I've got a couple yet I can show you, girls.
Good.
Someday I'd like to try and make one.
Well, they wonder what the kids do today and what the kids used to do before. Well, we had a lot of fun. We'd play horseshoe, play cards, pop popcorn, eat popcorn, go to dances. We had a lot of fun our days. We made our own fun now, then, but today, the fun has got to be made to the other party. You take a kid today, he don't know how to go to play unless he's got somebody shows him, or he's got a toy or something. But to go out, when I was a kid, we used to have, my dad used to raid calves, and my father did, and we'd break those calves, we could drive them all over the farm. I had a dog, and we harnessed him and hooked him on a sled, and he'd pull us all around. But you don't hear that today, anything doing anything like that today.
No.
They don't make them. Their sports all made for them. And, well, I'd like to show you the athletic equipment that I got, that I played ball with, or what they got today. That's disgraceful to see what I played with.
You still got that in the
trunk.
I still got it. Oh, really?
I get a big kick out of these guys with their big feather heads. And missing a fly ball. I just can't understand it. We as dogs didn't have no batting in or nothing.
That
would hurt. But, well, things have changed. They've changed all the way around. I guess you can't stop progress, that's all. But sometimes I wonder what's all leading to it.
Is it scary for you?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it don't make any difference to me because I haven't got much more to live. But I really feel sorry. Because I just can't understand how this can be able to keep going, the way it's going. But I'm not the answer to it, that's all. But it changed so much since when I was gone. And today, if you don't want to do this, you don't do it. If you want to do it, okay. I can remember, we sure had them, but I can't remember them.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a fire station? Or
not in my early days, no. Yeah. They didn't have nothing.
People just probably got together.
Yeah, that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. I mean, was there any crisis where people had to get together and help each other?
Well, they always helped each other.
Well, yes, if some person died or had bad luck or something like that, us farmers would all get together and put in their crops and sometimes harvest them and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in the olden times, we used to help everybody.
Do what?
Well, like we say, after it, well, as it advanced, when I first farmed, we put our corn up and husked our corn and tied our corn stalks up and fed it.
By hand.
But eventually, we got silos. Well, when I first started filling silo, I had 16 men to help me fill silo. And as it progressed, when I ended up, I had 3 men. So that's how it advanced, where I didn't have to have so many men.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I'd have to have men to cut the corn, men to pick up the corn, men to haul up the corn, and all that. That's why I took so many men.
Mm-hmm.
But the same as thrashing, it was the same thing. Well, and then we were thrashing, we had a combine.
Mm-hmm.
And like shredding corn. We used to cut the corn and put it in chops.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the fall of the year, we'd be a corn shredder, and we'd feed them stalks into this corn shredder, and then the corn would come out one end, and your stalks come out the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we harvest our corn then. Of course, then you'd have to have guys that it took a lot of men, but we all helped one another.
Mm-hmm.
We used to change around. Yep. Now, as I was talking about silo, well, I had 13 silos to fill, help fill.
Mm-hmm.
13 guys had silos.
Mm-hmm.
We all helped one another.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't cost us a dime. We never spent a dime.
But you would go to these different places, and each wife would put a big meal on, or?
Sure, they'd all go to feed us dinner and supper. And how good that was.
When was your afternoon meal the biggest meal? The noon meal was the biggest.
And I'm telling you, boy, those days, I'll never forget.
And we'd have a wash tub outside for them to wash, to wash their face and hands before they come in to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We used it outside.
But, you go from one farm to another, and of course everybody cooks different.
Mm-hmm.
My golly, you never get any better food in your life, because you don't get the same every day, even if you're shredding to one man 3-4 days, or filling salad or something. You never have the same every day.
Mm-hmm.
You always have something different, see,
mm-hmm.
which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
God. Mm. I miss those days, I'm telling you. They talk about hard work. I say hard work don't never kill you at all. It's how you handle yourself, that's all. I've done a lot of hard work in my day, but I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. Prove something.
But today, you don't get many people come out and say, well, is there something I can help you do? Years ago, they could see that themselves. You didn't have to ask.
Yeah.
They'd be right over.
Huh. You've got a neighbor that always comes and helps you, Mr. DeBuck.
Yeah, I meant to mention that.
Okay.
I meant to mention it, and I didn't think of it.
When we were stuck in our driveway was that 2 years ago when we had that awful snow?
Yeah.
Mr. DeBuck saw us being stuck there, and he was right over.
Well, that ain't the first time. It's been different times I can mention, too, but I forgot that again.
That's okay.
As I say, though, there isn't too many that do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have any family around.
Not meaning saying. I don't mean to say they wouldn't help you. They'd help you if you'd ask them. But I mean out of free gratis. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say all my neighbors, you got to, if you ask them, I don't know if they go all around, they'll help you. What I mean is to come out and say, is there something I can do for you or something like that. It's different now than it was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But not saying that they wouldn't help you. I don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd help you anytime, any of them. But it isn't like free gratis anymore like they used to. But times have changed. There was something else I wanted to tell you, but I can't think of what it was. Well, you wanted to know who had the first car in Ida?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it was Silas Kring. But what make of the car was, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's when I went to school, when I was a kid.
Who was he? Was he anybody special?
Well, I think. I was just nothing but a kid, but I think he run a hardware store there in the Ida or something like that, but I don't know for sure.
So he had some money.
I ain't going to say how much money he had. Well, of course, they had a livery stable there in Ida, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a livery barn there, and they had a hotel in Ida.
Hotel in Ida, wow. Do you know the name of it, or?
I don't really think it had a name.
I don't think so, either.
It might have, but I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. What about the train? Did a train go through Ida? Or?
As long as I can remember, we had a train run from Ida, from Monroe through Ida, way to Adrian. As long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when it stopped, I don't know. It stopped now.
Mm-hmm. You should remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
When they stopped?
I can't remember when they stopped. It must have been a few years ago. That's
well,
They stopped going to Monroe.
They stopped going to Monroe, but they come as far as Ida to pick up the grain from the elevator.
Uh-huh.
But eventually, they quit that. And Ida's trucking their grain now instead of shipping it.
Yeah.
So, I can't say when it was.
It hasn't been too many years ago that the train stopped.
We had two doctors in Ida.
Do you know?
Two undertakers in Ida.
Do you know the names of the undertakers? Or?
Yeah. Oh, Robert Pienaar was the oldest one I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Clifford Cabal, and then Norm Cabal.
Mm-hmm. Was
another one I can't remember. Clifford, and he had that where Jim Malone's wife lived. I can't remember that. Oh, we were all blessed to step around there.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a dentist? Or did the doctor?
No, I don't remember a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they had two doctors.
Are the doctors' family still here? Is it the same family doctors? I mean, what was the doctor's name?
Well, the doctors I knew was Kelly and Newcomb.
Mm-hmm. Neither one of them
is here.
Mm-hmm.
Now the doctors is Maring and Lambers.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as dentists, I don't remember any dentists tonight.
What'd you do when you had a dental problem?
Well, I went to Dundee. What was his name? Benham. I went to Benham in Dundee.
Mm-hmm.
But,
my family, our doctor came from Dundee. His name was Dr. Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come with horse and buggy.
Need house calls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Newcomb And Dr. Mike Kelly used to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come and talk to somebody.
Oh, gee.
Did that quit after they left?
Well, yeah, I'm the only one I remember. Well, Lammers has come out here, we got Dr. Lammers, and he has came out here a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose Byron does the same. I wouldn't know, but I suppose he does. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting away from that, though, too. Big barns are down, and they're not
now
used anymore.
Why did you say they aren't being used anymore?
Because well, the reason they're not being used, they don't fit to this new implement business. And they don't, we used to have grainers in the barn and that. Well, they don't store their grain in the barn no more. They sell it right at the elevator, you know, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And, no, don't either.
Well, we thank you very much for this interview, then.
Yeah, that was
fun. Do you any good? It's okay with me.
It has, believe me.
It was fun. Well, Mr. DeVries, this is our interview done by Claire DeBuck and Margaret Easterling. The interview was done with Mr. and Mrs. Otto Schultz, and this is the end.